In this catch-up, the Real Housewives of Melbourne and Xavier Rudd. The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
So I know that we've got a mystery guest on the phone now who can hear us but is not able to speak.
So you've silenced them.
Heidi.
Will.
A lot of people have spoken to on this show.
There's been a whole truckload
over 4 years, we've had a lot of people that have come on, mate, and I found out this person was circling. They were available, which I'm amazed at.
Have we had them on the show before?
No. I'm really actually quite grateful that they're coming on. I didn't think that they would. Not to say anything about who they are, but more just about, you know, sometimes it doesn't suit what they want to do. Anna's been guessing for the last 3 hours who she thinks this person is, so I'm not going to buy into any of that.
We've had Farnham, Braithwaite.
We've had a lot. The top two, she keeps going round and round. Farnham, Braithwaite, on repeat. Now,
everyone that I'm desperate to speak to.
Hides, the other day we spoke to Craig David.
Yes.
And we spoke to Craig David about the fact that somebody had been pestering him on Twitter about the fact that he needed to play at their wedding.
Well, Craig, we're pumped to have you here. I was going through your Twitter this morning and I've noticed you have a little bit of a stalker. You've got a 27-year-old woman by the name of Sophie contacting you every day until you perform at her wedding.
Yes. She's been like 360, I think like been about 365 days she's been tweeting every single day.
After we had that chat.
Yes, I know who this is now.
You were saying to me, oh my God, there's only one person I've ever wanted to ever play at my wedding, which is happening next year.
28th of September.
In September.
Friday.
And you, all you could think of was, oh my God, how do I get this person to play at my wedding? Well, right now, given the fact that Xavier Rudd is on the phone,
my friend,
have an opportunity. I've got an opener for him. Let's play that.
And our next guest is a very spiritual human.
Like attracts like. Power to the universe.
He grew up near the breaking waves of Bells Beach in Victoria. A singer-songwriter, he holds a very special place in the Australian music scene. Please welcome Xavier Rudd.
Yeah.
Xavier Rudd.
How you going?
Oh my God, mate. That song.
Here we go. No, sorry, Xavier, welcome, but the pitch is about to begin.
No. All I just want to tell you is Follow the Sun is one of my favourite songs of all time, and it's mine and Griffo's song, and that's what I'm going to walk down the aisle to.
Oh, thanks, darling. That's pretty cool.
It's so cool. Like, I actually feel really emotional talking to you because it literally lights my soul on fire when I hear it.
Oh, well, I feel pretty emotional after my intro. Long-winded and cool.
Oh, mate, you're here. I'm actually going to see you on December 2.
He is here. December
down
2.
Down in Margaret River at Ocean's Winery. Wow.
Yeah, you're going to be here for the Summer Salt Festival, mate. And you're also playing over on Rotto on December 3 with another bunch of extremely talented, one of my favourite Aussie acts in the Cat Empire.
Yeah. It's going to be great. It's always good to get to the West.
Hey, Xavier, can I just ask, mate, where are you right now? Like, are you next to the ocean as we talk? I mean, that's always as I imagined you.
Yeah, I'm just with my two healers.
At the beach?
At the beach.
Wait. What are you doing with your healers?
Oh, they're just running around.
That is just...
ballooning in them.
He's talking about a dog, Heidi. I was thinking that you had, like, your healers, because I was going to say I just saw my healer the other day.
Oh, your spiritual healer.
No, dogs, mate.
I'm talking
about bogan cattle dogs.
Yeah, I know. Got that.
Mate, can I, like, honestly, of any place for you to be during an interview, I can't imagine you anywhere but ever always by the ocean with two dogs. Like, this is just, is this a common thing for you? I can't imagine that working out any better.
I sound pretty boring, but yeah, it's pretty common, bro.
Xavier, you are amazing. And you are on the phone, so I'm just going to straight out ask you. I'm not going to say ask you for my wedding.
Here we go, because
this is a big deal, right?
Is.
But do you do private functions?
I've been known to do the odd one.
And, like, what does it take for you to do, like, a private function these days?
Well, my manager's just down the road in Frio at the moment. Mm-hmm. Just go and have a cup of tea with him or a beer at his pub.
Brilliant.
But I'm pretty sure September I'm in Europe.
next year.
You might have to twist
his arm. Just checking flights right now for you.
I thought this could be our moment. Well, not mine and your moment, but, you know, oh, that's okay. You go do your tour
would
in
you,
Europe.
Would you move the wedding to Europe, Ando?
Yeah, I would. If it meant Xavier Rudd was playing while I walked down the aisle. Like, mate, like I said, I'm a massive fan. I've followed your music for years and years and years, and every single time I see you, like I said, it's just amazing.
That means a lot to me. You know, my music is special to me, obviously, and so to hear that is touching. So thanks for all your support. I appreciate it.
Yeah, big fan.
He'll be over here Saturday, the 2nd of December, and over on Roto on Sunday, December 3. Mate, have a great week, and yeah, we'll speak to you when you're over here, hopefully.
You too, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Xavier. Bye, mate.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
I think it's about time to tuck into The Dry.
The Dry is a thriller set in a drought-ridden remote country town. Falk is a federal police officer returning home to grieve over the death of his old best friend Luke, who is accused of shooting his wife and child before turning the gun on himself. However, Falk's grieving soon turns to suspicion as he teams up with local police officer Rocco, and holes begin to appear, not only in the story behind the death of Falk's old friend Luke, but also in the dark past of the drought-ridden town, as we learn of the death of a young girl called Ali 20 years earlier. Falk now finds himself solving two murders. They may be 20 years apart, but their fates are undeniably intertwined.
Got a confession.
Uh-oh.
What's that, Zaves?
There's not going to be a review today, Ando.
Is that because your weekend was too large?
Well, there's two reasons, actually. I unfortunately had an incident.
That's reason number one.
Reason number one is on Friday night I did wear my glasses because I am having trouble with my eyes.
Yep.
Things got out of control and I've actually lost my glasses. So I can't read my phone. I can't read books.
And they could be anywhere in Perth CBD.
Well, I think I know where they are. I know where I lost them, but I mean, it would have been hard to find them at that Badlands place.
Badlands,
yep. So that's where I last saw my glasses. So.
They were some bad, bad lands, weren't they?
They were, but unfortunately, I can't read. So on the weekend, Woody, you were texting for me.
Yep, I was.
Will, I think you might have grabbed my phone at one stage to send a text out that was
I got a couple of texts.
You know, you can make them quite large.
I can't even see. Yeah. It all just disappears off the phone.
It didn't stop you from trying to text.
Which is pretty
funny. So I occasionally just got messages from you, which were just three or four letters put together.
Did you try and solve them?
There were spaces in between the letters sometimes as well, so I think you were going for something. But no, there are. I think one of them said, I think I'm... Yes, don't worry.
Okay. But the second reason is, yesterday we were at the Brisbane Hotel. We went to watch Perth Glory play, which was an unfortunate result, but a great day.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy came over to me, young... what was his name?
Tony the Rapper.
Tony the Rapper. He came over and goes, love your book reviews, mate. Should I say what he said?
No.
Nah. Won't say what he said. He goes, I love the book review, but this is what happens, and that's what happens.
What,
I've read the book.
Yep. So he's spoiled, he didn't even say spoiler alert.
No, just went straight at me, love the book reviews, but this is what happens in the next 150 pages.
So he potentially told you who the killer was.
Well, he did tell
me. That's what he went for, yeah.
What a jerk.
I know.
Well, I'm glad you haven't ruined it for the rest of us.
Well, that's right. Yeah. But I mean, for me now, I'm like, am I going to continue reading?
Mm. Well, is it just an excuse there, Zaves, mate?
No,
I feel like it could be just an excuse so you don't have to read anymore.
I'll do the public a service. I'll keep ploughing in. But today I'm not going to do a review. I'm going to do 13, 10, 60. What was spoilt for you?
Mm.
Why did someone come in hot and just ruin something you were doing?
Woody.
Yeah, Woody ruined. Yes.
Woody ruined Offspring for me, remember?
For everyone. For a lot of people, actually.
When Patrick died.
Yeah, a lot of people. No one knew that Patrick died and Woody just said it on the radio.
It's true. I didn't realize she'd been in the Big Brother house for a long time, so she obviously wasn't watching TV, and Patrick died in that state. But it was months old. Like,
but
it was very
I hadn't had time to catch up yet, starting a new radio show with you guys. We were super busy, and I was saving it to watch, and Woody just...
My bad.
Outed it.
My bad.
Even recently, Em and I are talking about if we have a child at some stage, would you know the sex of the child?
Oh.
And Em's like, yeah, I want to know it. And I desperately want that to be a surprise.
Yeah, I'm the same.
And she would definitely spoil it.
I definitely. 100%.
She could find out and not tell you.
No, but she wouldn't be able to.
Mm. How do you not want that to be a surprise?
Don't get me wrong.
I think you kind of get over it as you have more children, though.
Right, that might be a topic tomorrow.
I think as you have more kids, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But
because I've got friends that first one was a surprise by the time they get to the end.
What a great result. Yeah. I feel like Woody wants a boy so bad that even if it was a girl, he'd be like, nope, it's a boy.
Your name is Martha. 13, 10, 60.
Little Tommy. No, sorry, Woody.
13, 10, 60. What was spoilt for you?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
And it was Make It Rain Truths last night at the Brisbane Hotel because I was sitting there enjoying a spritz with you guys.
Beautiful.
Sundays is for spritzers. And a guy came over, loved the book review, and this is what happens in the end. So he's ruined it. He's absolutely spoiled it for me.
Which is just so goddamn
so
annoying,
silly.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
131060, what was sport for you?
Yep, Chantel from Adderdale. How you going?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Hey, Chantel.
Is it Chanel or Chantel?
It's Chanel.
Sorry, oh, Chanel.
Chanel. Hi, Chanel.
Now, Chanel, what was spoiled for you, mate?
Well, a few years ago, my boyfriend at the time, we had a bit of a disagreement, and I'm sure you guys are all aware of Pretty Little Lies. Went on for a few seasons.
Oh, my God, don't say who the killer was.
Also, I won't, but all surrounding this secret A person.
Yes.
He thought it'd be a great idea to get revenge and just tell me who it was.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. But the seasons have gone on and really prolonged that I've had to stop watching it, but I didn't get to who little A was.
They have.
No, let's not say it. Let's not say it,
Chanel. No, don't say it, Chanel.
Thanks
you might
call,
ruin
though.
It for all the other people that are watching it on
but
Netflix
it came
at the
cash
moment.
For you for getting on the airwaves there, Chanel. No.
Ashley from Valdivers. How you going, Ashley?
Good, how are you?
Good. What was ruined for you?
So my partner works away and we both watch Home and Away every night and he goes on the spoiler pages and every other night he jumps on and he tells me what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
He goes out of his way to ruin it for you.
Yes. And what? He'll even send me the links.
Oh, why? So why does he like ruining it for himself?
Because he gets he doesn't mind if he ruins it for himself. He gets a good laugh out of me getting angry at him.
You got to stop opening the links.
Actually, I'm so sorry.
Stop opening his messages.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that's been sport for you. But guess what we're doing today?
What's that? All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Game on cash. Game on cash. It's raining cash. Do is win,
win. They've ruined it. Actually, I don't know what's happening in here, but they all had a big Sunday.
You're getting on the airways. You got Kmart cash coming your way.
Awesome. Thank
you. How good is that, Ashley?
God help us. Maybe you guys will get yourselves together before the housewives get in here.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Friday night, we had your screening, Will and Woods, at the Backlot Cinema.
We did.
Great screening.
DJ Will.
Yep. The documentary.
There's going to be a link shortly for you guys if you want to watch it online, but it's behind the scenes of the Coup de Tour.
Yep.
So we were at the Backlot Cinema. We invited listeners to come along with us. I've got one of them on the phone now. Hello, Christy.
Morning, everyone.
Hey, Christy.
Now, Christy, they have no idea. Something went down at Backlot. You need to confront one of the three blokes that are sitting here with me now.
Christy.
Sure.
Christy.
Yes.
Who do you have the beef with?
Well, obviously I have beef with Will and Woody because they're leaving.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not going to rehash that. I've discussed that with them Friday.
Yeah, she had to be goddess.
I bought you a champagne, Christy. I thought that settled everything.
Yeah, and then I bought you one, so it evened out.
Yeah, that's actually true.
That's not why we're here.
We're here is another big issue that we've discussed in the past on this show.
Yes.
What happened?
At a certain Xavier.
Well, all right, I'm listening.
Yeah, you know why, buddy.
Do you want to think back to what you were doing before we went to the screening? What toilet did you decide to use?
See, this is an absolute stitch-up. Because Jack, producer Jack, sent me into this toilet.
Right.
It was after the show.
Knew it would be Jack.
I ducked into the women's toilet. Yeah, ducked in the women's toilet.
Ducked in there.
I was busting. Quickly popped in there. And to be honest with you, I was absolutely disgraced by the standard of cleanliness you girls keep in toilets.
Yeah,
to be completely honest with you.
Don't turn this around.
It's an absolute
Christy couldn't even go to the loo because you spend so much time in there.
Disgraced by your cleanliness standards.
I was in there
because
for
10
seconds.
Absolutely crap your pants when I confronted you because I couldn't go to the toilet. And then you were were about to bolt out and I'm like, dude, wash your hands. Like, not only were you using, like,
wash
it's bad enough not being able to get into the
toilet.
Righto,
cut her off.
Absolutely. She might be
changing. Christy, apologies. I did duck into the women's toilets for a quick wee.
Yep.
And
that's
I did scurry straight out there, and I really do apologise, but Jack told me the door was open, so Jack put me in there.
You can't blame it on Jack. Take some responsibility. You won't use the female toilets again.
No, I can't promise that at all.
Yeah.
That's
Christy,
a ridiculous promise.
Thanks for the call, mate. Love it to hear from you. You'd be happy to know
She will be. She's got a $100 Kmart.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food, and now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
An incredible story out of Perth last night. If you missed it, Carl Stefanovic, our mate, was chatting about it this morning.
There's been a dramatic and delicate rescue in Perth overnight. Emergency crews struggled for several hours to save an 8-year-old boy who'd fallen 2 metres into a trench in the city's north. He's been flown to hospital with a number of injuries, but they're not thought to be life-threatening. Good work by them.
Watching it on the news last night, this poor little boy, it was 7:45. I turned the TV on and they were doing a live cross. And this young boy was stuck in this trench for almost 4 hours. They got him out just after 8 o'clock. His dad jumped in, but the sand and stuff was so quick around this poor boy that they couldn't get him out. So he was lucky that he could breathe and he's lucky to survive. He's, like I said, he spent the night in hospital and he's believed to be okay this morning.
What was the trench used for? Like, what was it doing?
Didn't ask. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, where are these trenches?
So it's in,
like,
I think it was in their backyard, so I don't know whether they were renovating or something like that.
A hole that might have been excavating something. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. In maybe WA, that might have been mining.
Maybe a pool.
Might have been mining. a bit of iron ore.
Oh, and you wanted to go find some
gold. It is
gold.
WA.
Beautiful.
But they brought in, like, special SES, firemen, everything, and this boy, and when he was rescued, everyone cheered and, you know, it was an amazing moment. Like I said, he's doing okay this morning. But it got me thinking, what have you been rescued from or where have you been rescued? So when I was young, one of the next door neighbours decided to climb so far up this tree, but then she couldn't get down. So we had all the neighbourhood around this tree at this one stage and she's screaming at this. And they're like, well, if you got up there, surely you can get down. Anyway, they tried to get someone up there to help her because she'd gone so far up the tree. We had to end up getting the firemen to come to our house and she was rescued. Come on, baby, and rescue
me. I am so scared of heights. That similar sort of story.
Yeah.
I climbed something and then the comment was, well, you got up there, surely you can get down. Yeah. But once you're up there and you look down, you're not moving.
No, you can't. Saying. And that's what she did. And we must have been 8 or 9 or something. Anyway, like the whole neighbourhood was out. I mean, it wasn't 3 or 4 hours of crazy ordeal. Like a couple of the parents tried to get up there to help her. That didn't really work. And then she was rescued. But 131060, where were you rescued from?
Yeah. Alrighty.
Just want to keep playing that song.
Great song. 131060, it doesn't necessarily be emergency services.
No. It could be that you were, you got an example, Will?
Well, I'm saying like if your parents came and rescued you or, you know, just
a nightclub.
A stranger or.
Or just a gorgeous shirtless man. I'd love that.
I mean, like you're in this. You're swimming out in the ocean and, you know, you might have hit a rip and then some gorgeous
rescued
man.
You.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Could be absolutely anyone.
131060, give us a call.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
You don't have to be rescued by the SES or a fireman or anything like that.
Just rescued. Candace.
Hi.
Hey,
Candace. Mandra, how are you, Candace?
Good, and yourself?
Very well, mate. Have you been rescued?
I have. One sec, sorry.
That's all right. You do you.
That's so good.
What's wrong?
What's happening there, Candy?
Oh, no, my GPS was talking to me.
All right. We're also talking to you live on the radio, so.
yeah, sorry.
That's all right, mate.
So, Candace, got a story, mate?
Yeah, I do. I was climbing out of my window once. It's about a two-story house.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, I was in my pyjama shorts, and my pyjama shorts got hooked on one of the window things and actually got hooked climbing out the window, and I had to yell for my sister to come in, and she was laughing at me for about a whole 5 minutes before she actually decided to rescue me.
Were you sneaking out the window in the middle of the night because you were being a naughty girl?
No, surprisingly not. It was during the daytime. I just couldn't be bothered walking through my door and out the thing. It was quicker to go through my window.
Straight off the roof. Yep, got ya.
And are we talking atomic wedgie while you were hanging there? That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, I actually had bruises on my thigh from
how tight the shorts were.
Oh, my gosh.
Ouch.
We want to know on 131060, where were you rescued? Where were you rescued? Where were you rescued
Have you,
from?
You've been rescued?
Have you been rescued?
Kathy?
Kathy?
Yes. Hi. Hey, I was just cracking up at her saying, where you rescued?
Were you rescued? You rescued, you ever?
I was. Where? Indeed.
Where from?
I was up the far north working on a road station, roadhouse, and my boyfriend and I went riding on some trail bikes for the day, and we lost our markers, and I actually had a big stack on the motorbike and landed in Spinifex and on a dry riverbed on my knees and my legs. So he picked me up and just said, let's go, we're going the right way, and we sort of got lost again, and there was a big excavator that were working on a big line, and I said, no, let's stay here, it's safe. And so we stayed overnight, and at about crack of dawn, we hear, well, you know, all these four-wheel drives and things, and I was like, oh, my God, we're rescued. And, it was a pretty amazing thing, but I spent the next day at the mine site getting all the Spinifex pulled out of my body.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was pretty horrific. But the thing that kept me focused on not the pain was I was looking at the sky, and there was this amazing... like a star, and I'm like, whoa, what's up with this star? I thought, no, that's not a star. And a couple of months later, I was in Broome, and they said to me what I was looking at was Comet Bob, Hale Bob, in 1997.
Wow. So you saw Comet Bob?
Yep, Comet Bob. And it was the most amazing thing, and they laughed when I told them the story at the market.
Kathy, that's incredible.
Comet Bob,
1997.
Wowee, and it was burning across the sky.
It was like totally illuminating the whole night sky, and they said I had the best vision in the whole of Australia.
Isn't that about like a guardian angel watching over you there, Kath?
Totally.
Yes, it is.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for your call, mate.
Majestic. Obviously, $100 in Kmart cash to you, Kathy. Emily from Belden.
Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Hey, were you rescued?
Yeah. Funny story. So it's exam time at uni at the moment. Last week or the week before, I was studying. It was quite late. I was on my own. I come out to my car and there was another car parked so close that I couldn't get in.
Oh.
I'm a bit on the larger side, so like I could not get in at all.
Yeah.
I had to ring my parents and my mum had to come to uni to get into my car.
Oh my God, stop.
So I could actually go home.
Could you climb through the booth?
I tried climbing.
You contemplated everything. Oh my gosh.
That's your worst nightmare. You tried the boot, mate.
The boots have attached to the car.
Classy stuff.
I love it.
So what did you say to your mum?
I was like, Mum, I'm stuck. I'm like, I can't get in my car. I'm like...
So did she come in her spandex or something? And like,
Fortunately, she's quite small, so she just fit.
Beautiful. Wow. Beautiful. Great stuff. And it's actually quite dangerous if someone parks a little bit too close to you.
It's so frustrating.
Bloody annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bloody annoying. Emily, you got yourself $100 in Kmart cash.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, no worries at all, mate. Have a great day, mate.
Have a great day.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
So we've got two very special women in the studio with us right now.
Our next two guests hail from
the Real Housewives of Melbourne.
So please welcome Gina.
Go Gina, go Gina, yeah Gina.
And Lydia.
Wow.
Welcome, guys.
That is exactly what you two have walked in this morning, and I've just gone, wow. Like, what time did you get up? You look absolutely gorgeous and like you're about to film today.
I was awake at 3:30 because of the time change, but Gina?
Yeah, about 4.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to get ready?
Oh, we started yesterday. We've been getting ready all week. Come on, we slept like this. We get ready last week. We just keep rolling.
Right, my makeup artist came at 5.
So. Oh, really?
My gosh. Yeah.
Fourth season of Real Housewives is kicking off Wednesday, December 6th, 5:30 on Arena. That's all on Foxtel, obviously. Did you think it was going to go this far?
No, not at all.
You would have you had no idea, really. Would you?
No, but I think I think we probably worked it out when, you know, it became very popular when the first season aired. It was one of the highest rating shows on in the history of
Fox. But before it started, though, you put your hand and go, this is a bit of an experiment. Who knows how it's going to work out? And then bang.
Can I tell you that as a barrister, when I was asked to do this, I did say to a colleague of mine, you know, I've been asked to do this show. And she said, oh, no one's going to watch it. It's on Foxtel. You know, no one's going to watch it. So anyway, when it actually launched, I went out to get a coffee. I was running a court case and I was still pretty anonymous then. Yeah. And there was this bus with me on it. And I just ran. I looked at myself and ran backwards back into the court. And I said to her, I'm on a bus out there.
Well, but now you ladies are massive in the States as well. Like, I'm addicted to this thing. I won't tell Foxtel this, but it's called Hey You, and you can watch all the housewives from around the world. Ooh, yes. And I've been watching all the housewives overseas, and they are obsessed with you girls as well.
Yeah, it's pretty addictive.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
But Americans really love Aussies. It. They love the accents.
Yes,
you know,
they do.
They love, you know, they wish Jonah. They call me all sorts of things trying to pronounce my name.
Do you girls, because this is what I watch all the series at the moment, like I said, a little bit obsessed. Do you ever get a little bit embarrassed by the behaviour that is shown sometimes, especially to younger women?
Absolutely.
Because you do sometimes act like you're in high school.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, yes. Can I tell you, if we walk away from a shoot and we're cringing, we know that's going to make the cut.
Oh, it's going to be
absolutely.
If I cringe and I go home and I've got that feeling that the headmistress is going to call me into her office.
or Gina and I will go home and debrief and think, like, oh, my God, what happened then?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you do get to a point where you've been filming. It's a long day and, you know, for example, last season, Petty Floor will say something. You really do just want to tell her to shut the...
But you've got to defend yourself. You've got to defend yourself.
Like,
and
tired.
There's so many times when Janet just lies all the time.
Yeah,
you've got to defend
lie.
Yourself.
Oh, yeah. And it's so hard, though, because you know that a producer or someone's going to be cutting it in the end.
Yeah.
And you just get worried about how it's going to turn out, don't you?
Well, you do, but you sort of roll with it. Now, we're not saving lives.
No.
You know, no one's running for Prime Minister yet. I will be next election. But, you know, until then, I think if Donald Trump made it, I can do it.
Girls, I love your honesty, and that's why I want to play a little bit, not a game, but it's called Plead the Fifth. Now, Gina, you would know what that stands for.
Well, that's an American term.
It's an American term. But basically, if it incriminates you, that's what Plead the Fifth. Yes.
Yes.
So
you don't need to answer.
You don't need to answer.
Yes.
So we've got a bunch of rumors that we've heard about you ladies.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to have one pass, which is you plead the Fifth.
Okay.
Okay.
So the Fifth Amendment is it will self-incriminate you and you have to be cautioned.
So,
yes.
So, so you can sit here and say pass to one of the to one of
one.
Them.
One.
Okay. One.
Otherwise, we just make it up. Don't worry. Don't tell them, Lydia. We'll just make it up.
Okay, so the first one for you, Gina. Are you all paid equally on the show?
Yes.
Bang.
Okay.
Wow.
Bang.
Would you say?
Quick.
Would you answer that the same way, Lydia?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. What is the most public place, Lydia, that you've done the deed?
What's the deed?
You
eat
know.
Pasta.
Had a little bit of hanky panky.
I'm not telling you.
So it's Plead the Fifth.
Plead the Fifth.
There. Right.
Okay.
Wow. Straight to
that's
it.
That's your only one job.
Now we are sitting with you, a barrister. So
it's a reasonable one to plead the Fifth on. I reckon, Lydia.
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay, Gina. If you could hook up with any of the housewives, past or present, their partners, who would it be?
None. Can that be an answer or do I have to pick one?
No, that's fine.
I don't like seconds, so I don't like... I never go out with any of my girlfriend's exes. It's just like a big no-no for me.
Yeah,
I don't even look at them that way.
There's enough baggage.
You could choose
there.
A dog, choose a pet.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I'd go out with Figaro.
Okay.
Who's
Figaro?
Her
dog.
That's your dog, isn't it?
Cute
Figaro.
Dog.
Figaro.
This is the dog here. So cute.
Yeah.
Okay, Lydia, are the rumours true? Did you ever hook up with Shane Warne?
No.
There we go.
Beautiful.
And
just in case you didn't hear that, the answer was no.
Yeah.
Good.
How many times have you been asked that as
forever.
Well?
Oh, no, we've all been to bed with him. He just doesn't know it. I think Janet has. And Susie. Oh, and Susie.
He doesn't know. This is how the rumors start.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him all about my experience with him. He doesn't know about
it. Are you all genuinely, like, do you get along when the cameras stop?
We all talk to each other, but do we like each other? Some of us do. And you know.
No, it's like sometimes my partner says to me, you know, I love you. Do you love me? And I go, sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like that. You know, you love each other sometimes, you hate each other sometimes.
Part of the job as well. Yeah. They're also setting you up for that sort of stuff.
I actually don't like.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Oh, Janet, I can't stand.
Yes, well, I got
Janet,
that from just now.
Janet.
And Gambling,
does anyone like Janet? Does anyone like Janet?
Oh, her and Jackie are good friends, aren't they? In this season, that's what
they're always
you'll
good
see.
Friends. Yeah, they're always good friends. They do have a little bit of a
teething,
an issue. Ooh.
Girls, I'm a big fan. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
to Western
you.
Australia.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for your honesty as well, guys. Yeah. Lovely to have
Such
you
a
in
pleasure.
Here. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, girls.
Catch you later.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
This story may as well be out of Italy. The next one that we're doing here.
Oh, beautiful.
We love Italians.
A bit of a bad
one. I love it.
Emilio Rossiano.
Ciao, mi chiamo Javier.
Oh, give us a call, huh? Kmart cash.
What's the story,
All
mate?
We do is win.
Telling me the story.
No. There's a guy here. I'm going to let Claire explain the story because I can't find it.
An American con man has asked a judge to sentence him to solitary confinement as the only way to stop him running another scam. Jimmy Sabatino has faced a Miami court after running a $10 million fraud from his prison cell, telling the judge to cut him off from the outside world before he does it again.
There you go. So addicted to the fraud. Jimmy Sabatino.
Sabatino.
Addictions are easy though, aren't they?
He's addicted to fraud.
Like, at least he can admit it though. What the hell was that, Woody?
3160.
That's all we got from that.
No, it's true. 3160. All you do is win.
Give it a game.
What do you want people to call for so we can give them the cash?
No. Jimmy Sabatino. So, Jimmy Sabatino, he has been told that he has to be physically removed from something because he's addicted to it.
Yep. Yes.
And he's actually asked the judge to lock him up. And he's been running this racket from his prison cell as well. So he said he wants no contact with anyone because he just can't stop frauding
he's
people.
Why can't he
must
do
be, he must be so good that way.
But can't he just embrace so and accept good. That that's who he is?
No, he doesn't want anything more to do with it. I mean, he's done. He just keeps running himself into
so
more and
much.
More trouble and he's addicted to frauding people. So I want to know. On 13 10 60, what were you so addicted to that you needed to have it physically taken away from you? Now that can be anything.
Yeah.
As when we were children, and kids in my house, we had the game Trouble or Agitation removed from us four kids.
Yeah.
Because we were addicted to it, but it would cause the worst fights amongst us. So mum and dad were like, "Look, you guys, you can't have any more of this."
And they took it away.
Used to hide it from us. Used to hide it from us. It was the same as Mary Poppins when I was a child as well. They had to hide the VHS.
My mint slice.
It's all
stash.
I ever watched. I watched it for four hours.
Yeah, mine's food, Xavier.
Yeah, the mint slice stash. Yeah.
They just robbed.
Take them now, Em.
Yeah, just, you have to
take the Hubba Bubba.
And you
I don't
in.
Even live anymore.
And you say, get it. You say, get it away
you
from
have
me.
To take it.
Get it away from me. No, Sam does that as well. If I've got like a packet of chips or something in the cupboard, she'll just go, nah. They can't be there. Get them away.
Oh, you know, they can't. Take them away, hide them,
beautiful.
Never to be seen again.
Well, 13, 10, 60, that's all I want to know. Can be absolutely anything. What did you have to have taken away from you, physically taken away from you, because you just couldn't get enough of it? Will I take your calls up next? Yeah.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
A little bit of Italy about Camilla Cabello, I'd say.
Camilla. Hello. How are you?
Is there just a Mario in there then?
And the reason we're...
Stop.
The reason we're talking Italian. Jimmy Sabatino.
Can you speak like that for the rest of the show?
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
I'm trying to translate you.
Everybody win, win, win.
Yeah, play the song.
Today
play
on the show, everybody win.
Everybody win.
All I do is win, win, win.
Everybody win.
All right, spit your story out,
Minman. No, because we have, it is Make It Rain Mondays.
Make it rain on the Monday.
Make it rain on the Tuesday. Make it rain on the week. Make it on the Sunday.
We've got $100 Kmart vouchers to give to people because it is Make It Rain Mondays. If you can give us a call, 131060, and your story's worth what it's worth. And I want to know if you've had something physically removed from you because you were addicted to it. Jimmy Sabotino, who was living in Florida, has literally told a judge that he doesn't want to be able to communicate with the outside world. He's in prison already, but he's so good at defrauding people that he's made $10 million from prison.
Wow.
And he's like, look, I just can't communicate with people because I just keep frauding them. Absolutely hilarious. We've got Natalie here from Lansdowne. Natalie, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Natalie, talk to us. You had to have something physically removed from you?
Oh, it's chocolate. I am the worst chocoholic. The family has to remove everything. It's cooking chocolate. It's Nutella. It's anything with chocolate. It's shocking. It's a total addiction.
What do you like, though, when you go to the shops and you see the chocolate there yourself? So you don't have anyone there restraining you?
I have to not walk past the aisles because...
Oh, you just avoid the aisle.
But you know when you go to pay for your petrol, you can't avoid it. It's right there.
That's shocking, and that often gets the better of me.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah, they are.
Thanks, Natalie. Cheers to the call, mate. We've got Ricardo from Bayswater. Ricardo.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Come to Kiami.
Ricardo.
Everybody win.
Everybody win.
What have you been addicted to?
Everybody
mate?
win this morning, Ricardo.
I was addicted to CB radios when I was a kid and hand radios and stuff.
Hand radios?
Yeah, you know, like the CBs with the aerials all on top of your roof.
Oh, yeah. What, you were addicted to them? In what way?
Oh, I was addicted. I used to have strange people pulling up in the driveway, truck drivers, you name it. We're taking your son out on a drive for the day. We're taking him to work with us.
Oh, you would radio into them because you can do that.
Oh, you have one of those two. Yeah. It was a two-way radio.
Yeah.
It was a two-way radio.
If I wasn't out of the house, I was getting in trouble. So I thought if I got these guys to pick me up and take me out, I couldn't get in trouble.
Oh. So you used to radio people from your house on the two-way radio and go, hello, is anybody there? Can you please come and get me?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's brilliant.
So like truck drivers. Truck drivers would rock up and pick you up.
Yep, they would rock up on their work site and they'd say, hey, we've become friends with your son. We're taking him out for work for the day.
You could have been kidnapped.
They'd even split half their lunch with me and give me half the lunch and make me work on the quarries with them and drop me back off at the end of the day. So it's made my mum crazy. She'd be wondering who this big truck driver was pulling into the driveway in a Big Mac, you know what I mean? Thinking, is this some strange guy or what's going on?
Oh, Ricardo, that is absolutely brilliant. Amazing, mate. You
got to the point where I had areas all over the roof, and every time I talked on it, it used to wipe out my mum's TV station. And just...
Catch up with Heidi Willamwoody on the Hit app. Download it today.